This is God's Covenant Church. I'm Elder Batiste, and we are the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for being here another Sabbath day. We are the people of God. We obey God. We believe every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man live. And we're thanking God for another Sabbath day, how God has blessed us, how God has blessed his people to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. And now I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, Elder Batiste. The elders, evangelists, missionary, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you. In the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our anointed that's gone on. Moses and all the prophets, our late Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy. Warriors for God, holy vessels, keeping God's commandments, keeping his word. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We're going to look at God's word in a different way today. We're going to talk about the enemy of God. And we know that the devil is the enemy. But the devil comes in many forms, and we're going to talk about that. The friendship of the world is an enemy to God. Before we get into that, we're going to sing the song of the choir, Blameless Choir. Thank God.
Oh,
beautiful. Blameless. Thank God, that's what our strive here is at 425 Laconia Boulevard. We are about striving for holiness.
Yes.
Striving to be perfect.
Yes, Lord.
As our Father in heaven is perfect.
God.
Blameless. As the Lord said, he that believeth in me shall never die. If you never die, that means you never receive the wages of sin because you have stopped sinning.
Right.
If you sin, the wages of sin is death.
Yes, Lord.
That means you die.
Yes, Lord.
We have announcements, Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write ML us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day, we are glad to be with you. And I'm glad for this door of utterance, this door of opportunity to get the message out to all those that have an ear to hear. And one of the ways to ensure that you can hear what God is saying, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Now, God gave his word, the law, which is commandments, that you might learn the wisdom of God. This is yesterday, today, and forever. As the Lord said, whatever he do, you cannot put anything to it, and you cannot take anything away. I believe that.
Yes.
Let's go to James 4 and 4. Thank God for our deacon, Franny. She's going to read for us. And if you don't understand the scripture, or maybe someone is saying something and you don't understand, call us. Write us. Visit us. You can take a plane, wherever you might be. Get to 425 Laconia Boulevard in Los Angeles. We're here Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7:30 for Bible study. On the Sabbath day, 10:30, we're here. And we will be with you Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, gathering together, striving to agree in the word for worship or study or whatever you want to call it,
right,
if we're able.
Yes.
James 4 and 4, Deacon.
Ye adulterers and adulteresses, ye know not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God.
This is an enemy. I believe the scripture. It's true. Adulterers and adulteresses,
mm-hmm,
which mean anyone that's breaking God's commandments, because it says in his word, thou shalt not commit adultery.
All right.
And if you have any gods before God, you're committing adultery. If you're taking his name in vain, you are committing adultery against God.
Right.
If you are making any graven images, you're committing adultery, because it says if you offend in one point,
mm-hmm,
you're guilty of them all.
Yes.
You cannot obey God's word here and not obey it there,
right,
and not be guilty.
Mm-hmm.
We serve the Lord wholeheartedly. And if you believe one part of his word, you believe it all.
Mm-hmm.
Ye adulterers,
yes,
and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship, read.
Whosoever therefore.
Know ye not that the friendship, follow me.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Pastor. Of the world is enmity with God.
It's enmity,
mm-hmm,
with God.
Mm-hmm.
It's an enemy.
Yes.
What?
Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God.
If you are a friend of the world, you're an enemy. Now I want to make it clear what we're talking about. We're not talking about being friends with a tree or the ocean. That's the world that so many refer to. Clouds, the rain, the things.
Yes.
So I'm not an enemy to that. That's God. No, it's not. That's God's work. But to be a friend to the world is talking about people, and more importantly, it's talking about what's in them.
Right.
It's not talking about being friends with your neighbor or someone down the street, an acquaintance. It's talking about worldly ways. 1 John 2:16, let's go there.
Yes.
That's what God is talking about. That's what this search in God's word is all about, to give you understanding of what the Spirit is saying to those that would hear God, live for God. This is to all the sanctified. We're gaining more and more knowledge.
Yes, we are.
To the saints everywhere. And we're also called Christians. But if you are a follower of Christ, you are sanctified if you are a true follower.
Yes.
And there's no difference. If you're a follower of Christ, you are a Jew, just to all the Jews. If you're a follower of Christ, you're the firstborn. And on and on and on.
Beautiful.
1 John 2:16, what does it say?
For all that is in the world.
All that's in that. It's talking about you and I. We are the world. You heard a song about this. Jackson wrote it years ago.
All right, Pastor.
We are the world. Because God is not talking about the dirt and the earth itself. Is we that are earth walking upon the earth, the world, we that have life in us. All that's in the world, what?
The lust of the flesh.
Now that's what God is talking about. What's going on in the heart?
All right.
Lust of the flesh, what?
And the lust of the eyes.
Lust of the eyes, what you see. This is what causes wars, because people desire things that is not theirs, instead of yielding and waiting on God, if you live for God. But now, everyone born into this life is born into life with this lust of the flesh in some form or another. Read.
And the pride of life.
Pride of life. Because life have pride that comes along with it. We're born into this.
Yes.
What?
Is not of the Father.
All this is not of the Father. This is of that devil, which is the father.
Yes.
And we were all born into this devil. Everyone is.
All right.
When you come into this life.
All right.
Galatians 5 and 17.
All right. Thank God.
All that's in the world, lusts of the flesh. Now, no skin on you, that's flesh. But God is not talking about that skin. Your skin don't lust after anything.
All right.
It's that mind.
The mind, yes.
It's talking about a carnal mind. That's the lust of the flesh.
Yes.
That's what it's called.
Yes.
Galatians 5 and 17, what does it say?
For the flesh lusteth against the spirit.
Now I want you to follow me real closely. Follow the scripture. The flesh lusteth against the spirit. That means God.
Right.
And it's talking about a fleshly mindset. It's against God. It's against the spirit. What?
And the spirit against the flesh.
Wait a minute. So if you're godly, and maybe I shouldn't say not just godly, but of God, you're against the flesh.
Right.
What?
And these are contrary the one to the other.
That's why the scribes and Pharisees and the Jews, which was his natural people, were against Jesus. That's why they killed him, because they were against the spirit by which he spake and by which he lived. They were against the Father.
Yes.
And so many, when we bring God today, the Father, his name is Jesus, they're against God's word. They're against the teaching. What?
So that ye cannot do the things that ye would.
So that's why the flesh is against the spirit, because the spirit checks the flesh, and ones get upset because God is against what you're doing. God is against ones having gods before him, when they say they live for him. Because God's word is to his people, but God will be there for anyone who wants to be saved.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes.
God is against those that make graven images and supposed to live for him, say they have the love of God. Caring about and sporting his name to take away the reproach of the shenanigans they're doing. Not honoring God, not remembering the Sabbath day. God is against those that forget the Sabbath and don't honor him, God, the Father, and the Son, those that care him, as they didn't honor the prophets. They killed them.
Right. Yes.
God sent the prophets, they killed them, reject them. And they were always after God's people, those that are carnal in the flesh. It's been going on from day one. Battle between good and evil. The secret is that devil who is evil is good and evil.
Yes.
And that's how he fools people and make you feel he's God.
That's right.
He's also called false doctrine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Read.
But if ye be led of the Spirit.
Now listen to what the scripture is saying. Now no, read the 16th verse. What does it say? 16.
This I say then. Walk in the Spirit.
Walk in the Spirit.
And ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
So if you walk in the Spirit, you're not God's enemy. That means you're walking with God. You're walking in God. And you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Romans 8 and 2.
Right.
And I'm trusting that you get understanding of what the word is saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's very plain. And if you feel condemned or feel angry, that means you're against what I'm saying.
Right.
If you feel sad about what I'm saying and feel condemned to the extent you're realizing you're wrong and you'd like to change, you're not against what I'm saying, but you're for God.
All right.
And that means you should move and do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 8 and 2, what does it say?
For the law of the Spirit of life.
Now, wait a minute. We're talking about walking in the Spirit.
Yes.
There's a law of the Spirit we must walk in.
Mm-hmm.
The law of the Spirit of what?
Of life in Christ Jesus.
It's in Christ. In Christ, he kept the law.
Yes.
He said, my Father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak.
Yes,
and I know that his commandment is life everlasting.
Yes.
It's the law.
Yes, Lord.
That's why he said, think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill.
Beautiful.
For the law of the Spirit of life, what?
In Christ Jesus.
What?
Have made me free.
It's made me free. In other words, it made me, by yielding to it, stop having gods before God, stop taking his name in vain, stop making graven images, on down to not coveting.
Yes.
Now I'm walking in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Made me free. From the, what?
From the law of sin and
there's
death.
There's another law here.
All right.
The law of sin and death. That's those that are in the flesh.
Right.
It's a law.
Mm-hmm.
Sin and death.
Yes.
Read the first verse.
There is therefore now.
Now, there's now what?
No condemnation.
There is no condemnation. That means no sin. Mm-hmm. What?
To them which are in Christ Jesus.
Now it's to them that's in Christ, what?
Who walk not after the flesh.
Now these are those that don't walk after the flesh, the law of sin.
Mm-hmm.
What?
But after the Spirit.
But after the Spirit. Remember, after the Spirit means the law of the Spirit of life.
Yes.
That beautiful?
Yes.
But after the Spirit. Now read the 7th chapter right there.
Yes.
7 and 14, what does it say?
Yes, Pastor. For we know that the law is spiritual.
Now, we know the law is spiritual. Mm-hmm. Talking about God's divine law.
Yes.
Not talking about the law of sin.
Mm-hmm.
It's the law of God.
Mm-hmm.
Law is spiritual, what?
But I am carnal.
But now he said, I am carnal, what?
Sold under sin.
Sold under sin. We're not going to read all of this, but read the 8th chapter again, 8 and 7. We're going to come back here.
Yes.
So I know the law is spiritual, but I'm carnal, sold under sin. So when you are in the flesh, you're carnal. That's against God. You're an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
When you do not walk in the Spirit. 8 and 7, what does it say?
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God.
There's that enemy again.
For it is not subject.
The carnal mind is those that said, give us Barabbas.
Yes.
They didn't want Jesus.
That's right.
Crucify him. That's the carnal mind. They were enemy to God. They didn't want what he stood for.
That's right.
And so many today, they don't want holy living. They want to be Baptists, Methodists. Mm-hmm. Because being a Baptist or Methodist or Presbyterian, all of these so-called religions, it doesn't include holiness.
Yes.
You can live and come and go as you please. You don't have to obey because you feel and think nobody can live perfect, right. So you don't strive to please God.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Read.
For it is not subject to the law of God.
It's not subject. Now, if you're carnal-minded, that means you cannot be subject to God's word. You cannot be subject to not having gods before God, making graven images, taking his name in vain. You can't be subject to that.
Right.
Because you believe it's not necessary. You're carnal-minded. And you're not under God's law. You're not walking in the Spirit. You're not spiritual-minded. Mm-hmm. It is not subject to the law of God. Neither, indeed, can be. Mm-hmm. When you are carnal-minded, when you don't believe it's necessary to keep God's law, which many cases you don't know that is the word. Mm-hmm. It's because of ignorance.
Right. Yes, it is.
You can't be subject.
That's right.
And more importantly, even when you know, if you're not one that truly desires God, you cannot be subject to God's law. Right. They could not be subject to Moses. Mm-hmm. Many. Not all. They couldn't be subject to the prophets nor to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Judas wasn't subject in the end.
All right.
He betrayed him.
All right.
But those faithful followers were subject to him. Paul, a Pharisee, was converted, turned around, and began to yield himself and become subject to God's law.
Yes. Yes, yes.
So what? 8th verse.
So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
Now go to Romans again, 7 and 14.
Yes.
I want you to understand very clearly what God's enemy is and what it means to walk in the Spirit, to be carnal-minded, and to be spiritual-minded.
Yes.
7 and 14. Read it again.
For we know.
We know.
That the law is spiritual, but I am carnal.
What?
Sold under sin.
Now, I don't mean necessarily Paul was talking about himself. He's describing what happens when one is carnal and when one is spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor.
Now, we're not going to read all of that. Mm-hmm. Read the 20th verse. What does it say?
Now, if I do that.
Now, this is for anyone who's hearing my voice. The scripture's saying, and it's letting ones know, if I do that, I would not what?
It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me.
It's sin. Because one says, well, the devil made me do it. I mean God. But the preachers say, well, God, no, you couldn't help but sin. That's not true.
That's right.
And yet it is true if you don't know there's a way out that you must keep God's commandments.
Go ahead. Yes.
If you don't know that, that's what you're going to say. Mm-hmm. Well, what I wouldn't do it. God, no, I don't want to do it, but I just can't help myself. And the preachers tell you, no one can. They're liars. Yes, you can.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Now, if I...
You read that. 21. What?
I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present
with
me.
We're born into this life like that. Yes. When we would do good, because the devil is good and evil.
Right.
When you would do good, that devil is present. All the time, because he goes and come at will. And he can bring things to your mind, but more importantly, he's in the mind when we're born here.
Yes.
Read.
For I delight in the law of God after the inward man.
Everyone delights in Jesus, what he's done for us. And they will read God's word and say, God's word is just love. They delight in that. But when you break things down and more importantly, ask them to yield and to suffer, to die, to come out, that's where the problem comes. Mm-hmm. That's why the Lord said, except you deny yourself, you cannot be my disciples, regardless how much you love the idea.
All right. Yes, Pastor.
Because I find then a law that when I would do good, that devil is there.
Yes.
What?
Yes, Pastor. The 22nd. Sorry, Pastor. That when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man.
What?
But I see another law in my members.
They delight in saying, well, you know what? I love God. Mm-hmm. I want to obey God. But I see another law in my members. It's talking about not your arms and legs. It's talking about the members of your mind, of your heart. What?
Warring against the law of my mind.
Now it's warring against the law of my mind, which is God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Because now we've taken on God's word. If you truly have it in the form of the 10 precepts.
Yes.
Warring against it, what?
Against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity.
And it brings me into captivity, what?
To the law of sin, which is in my members.
It brings you into captivity because the enemy is trying to tempt us to obey the law of sin, the devil.
Yes.
But you come into captivity when you don't resist the devil. And how can you resist him if you don't know who he is, the devil? How can you resist the devil if you don't know what to resist? If you feel you can't resist wrong, but obey those desires, how can you resist?
Yes.
Read.
O wretched man that I am.
What?
Who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
This is a death. Mm-hmm. Because you got sinners in Zion, and yet they're truly not in the church, but they die.
Yes.
Sinning over and over again. Lord, forgive me. And don't realize you have to lay aside the foundation of repentance and go on to perfection.
Yes.
But here's the remedy. What?
I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
What?
So then with the mind, I myself serve the law
now,
of God.
Now with the mind, I serve the law of God. That's not an enemy to God.
All right.
But then it says with the flesh, that's that carnal mind. Mm-hmm. What?
But with the flesh, the law of sin.
If you have a fleshly mind, which means a mind not to obey God's word, you're going to serve the sin, the law of sin.
Mm-hmm.
The flesh, the law of sin is what you're going to serve. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a mind to keep God's commandments.
Yes.
That's why it goes on again. Let's go back to Galatians 5 and 18 and see what it says.
Yes.
5 and 18, Galatians.
Yes.
Thank God. What?
But if ye be led of the Spirit.
Now remember, you're walking in the Spirit. If ye be led of the Spirit.
Ye are not under the law.
That means you're not under the law of sin.
Right.
If you're walking in the Spirit of life, that means you're being led of the Spirit.
Yes.
You're being led not to have gods before God. Led not to make graven images. Led not to take his name in vain. Led not to forget the Sabbath day. Led not to kill, steal, dishonor God, commit adultery. Then you're not under the law of sin.
Mm-hmm.
You're walking in the Spirit. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Now the works of the flesh
now
are
manifest.
Now
it's telling you what the fleshly mind does, the law of sin, what it makes you do.
Mm-hmm.
The works of the flesh, what?
Which are these?
What?
Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry,
what?
Witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envy.
All of these things, mm-hmm. and these precepts, but can't nobody help you. Now, everybody gonna do a little something. If you walk in the Spirit, you'll do none of these.